This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1154, Ignoring Your Death? You may be wasting your life. By Ceylon George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, and the guy that reads to you every single day of the year from some of the best blogs in the world, all for free, and with permission from the authors. And I'm able to do this thanks to sponsors like Babbel. I think learning another language is such a great skill. I've talked about that before and in my newsletter. And Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks. Convenient lessons are only 10 to 15 minutes. It's the number one selling language app in the world. You can try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com or download the app and try for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free. Babbel, speak a new language with confidence. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Ignoring Your Death? You may be wasting your life. By Ceylon George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. You know it's coming. You understand intellectually that you really have no choice in the matter. You've even seen it happen to a few people close to you. Yet you still have a hard time wrapping your mind around the fact that one day you will die. Depending on your beliefs about what happens after someone dies, you may feel fearful or hopeful or nothing, or some combination of all these. You may actually be comfortable with the reality that one day you will no longer be here, but you may be terrified by the dying process. Maybe you've seen or heard of the awful pain some people endure while dying. Maybe you fear having your life taken from you prematurely by accident, crime, or disease. Maybe you're uncomfortable with the aging process. No matter where you are on the continuum in your beliefs about death, it's a subject that is difficult for many to talk about. And in our society, it's something that's often hidden from view, unless it's a close family member. Dying before your time. As a society, we've developed a strategy for dealing with our fears and discomfort with the reality of death. We pretend it doesn't exist. And what's the most significant consequence of this? We pretend we have all the time in the world. And so we waste significant portions of our lives on meaningless and even harmful pursuits. Perhaps the most thought-provoking criticism of this shortcoming comes from Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher. In On the Shortness of Life, he invites the reader to submit to an audit of their lives in this powerful passage, quote, "Calculate how much of your time has been taken up by a money lender, how much by a mistress, how much by a patron, how much by a client, how much in arguing with your wife, in punishing your slaves, in running about the city on social duties. Add to your calculations the illnesses that we've inflicted on ourselves and also the time that has lain idle. You'll see that you've fewer years than you count," end quote. Later in the passage, he delivers his most devastating critique, quote, "How many have plundered your existence without you being aware of what you were losing? How much time has been lost to groundless anguish, foolish pleasure, greedy desire, the charms of society? How little is left to you from your own store of time? You'll come to realize that you're dying before your time," end quote. This is what's at stake when we don't consider our mortality on a regular, even daily basis. We make poor decisions about how we use our time, effectively hastening the very thing we deny. Relationships, relationships, relationships. In considering his own mortality, Tim Urban, in his post, The Tail End, visually represents a 90-year lifespan, considerably more than the average lifespans of both men and women. He first contemplates his remaining years in terms of events, such as the number of Super Bowls or presidential elections left. Being in his mid-30s, Tim will still have more than 50% of these experiences left if he's lucky enough to live to 90. But as he points out, that's not true when it comes to the most important aspect of our lives, our relationships. He writes, quote, "I've been thinking about my parents who are in their mid-60s. During my first 18 years, I spent some time with my parents during at least 90% of my days. But since heading off to college, then later moving out of Boston, I've probably seen them an average of only 5 times a year each for an average of maybe 2 days each time, 10 days a year, about 3% of the days I spent with them each year of my childhood. Being in their mid-60s, let's continue to be super optimistic and say I'm one of the incredibly lucky people to have both parents alive into my 60s. That would give us about 30 more years of coexistence. If the 10 days a year thing holds, that's 300 days left to hang with my mom and dad. less time than I spent with them in any one of my 18 childhood years. It turns out that when I graduated from high school, I had already used up 93% of my in-person parent time. I'm now enjoying the last 5% of that time. We're in the tail end, end quote. Taken together, these excerpts demonstrate to us just how much is at stake when we ignore our finitude. Most of us risk wasting our precious days on things that don't matter and neglecting our important relationships, thinking that we have time. But as Urban so brilliantly illustrates, the only thing more precious than time itself is the quality time we have left on some of our most important relationships. Doesn't it seem right to fear this reality more than death itself? From theory to real life. Lest all of this is beginning to sound theoretical, I wanted to share an excerpt from another post I came across this week. Holly Butcher, a young woman dying of cancer, wrote an open letter on Facebook expressing her thoughts on what's most important in life. Here's what she said mere hours before passing away. Quote, "The days tick by and you just expect they will keep on coming until the unexpected happens. I always imagine myself growing old, wrinkled, and gray, most likely caused by the beautiful family, lots of kitties, I planned on building with the love of my life. I want that so bad, it hurts. That's the thing about life. It is fragile, precious, and unpredictable, and each day is a gift, not a given right," end quote. This is no theory. Time is ticking relentlessly. How much longer will you go on with the illusion that your time will eventually run out? Because it will likely run out sooner than you think. Remember that you are dust. As a child, the Ash Wednesday service filled me with dread. Well, not all of it, just the part when the priest would trace the sign of the cross on my forehead saying these words inspired by Genesis 3:19. Quote, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return," end quote. It was the one time of the year when I was reminded that one day, at a time and hour not of my choosing, I will die. To this day, the words can still stir up my angst, but now I understand that the remembering is meant to help me prioritize my life. Now I experience the reminder as a blessing instead of something to be feared. If you're convinced that you should fear wasting the precious days of your life more than death, you may try experimenting with tools such as death clock or weak roke. Contemplate your death to change how you live. I know it's cliche, but life really is too short to fill in the blank. Whether you like it or not, the story of your life, like every good story, will have an ending. Are you willing to contemplate what you might want that ending to be like? Yes, death is hard and painful, but even more painful is the heartbreaking regret many experience on their deathbeds. Contemplate your death daily, and you will learn to stop wasting your time so you can focus on what's truly important. You're more than ready to start living the life you were meant to live. You just listened to the post titled, "Ignoring Your Death? You May Be Wasting Your Life," by Ceylon George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. There have been some darker and death-related posts this week. I do think these are important and a really good reminder for all of us. And as usual, there will be happy and inspiring posts coming soon. And thank you again to Babbel for their support. Babbel is a language learning app that will get you speaking a new language with confidence. You can choose from 14 different languages like Spanish, French, Polish, and more. And using Babbel, you can be speaking your new language within weeks. Learning a new language is such a cool skill, one that I highly recommend trying. And Babbel's convenient 10 to 15 minute lessons are available as an app or online. And your progress is synced across devices so you can pick up right where you left off. Babbel's lessons are lovingly created by language experts. This is spoken by real people, not robots or translation machines. Helps you get ready for being out there in the real world. You'll get ready for all kinds of practical situations like chatting with new friends, asking for directions, ordering food, all that kind of stuff, and more. And you can try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free. Babbel, speak a new language with confidence. I'll leave it there for today. Have a very happy Thursday if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.